Hey, this is Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
It's 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line, we have one of the most exciting drivers in racing. He is an Indianapolis 500 champion, currently number two in the standings for the Verizon IndyCar Series, and a pretty great podcast co-host, too, with Off Track with Hinch and Rossi, Andretti Motorsport driver Alexander Rossi. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you, number one, and a lot of fun. It's been nonstop. It's been a year kind of removed from all of that, all the media, all the obligations that go along with the absolutely awesome and very grateful winning of the Indianapolis 500. But how has it changed as far as your focus for this year, being able to kind of put that behind you and kind of plan on potentially winning a championship for the series this year?
Wow, that's a deep question. I don't know that really anything's changed. I mean, for sure, my schedule is definitely slightly less chaotic than it was at this time last year, which I'm not totally upset about. But at the same time, it's, you know, I kind of watch what Takuma's doing, and you're a little bit jealous that, you know, he's getting all the attention leading up to it, if you will. So it's for sure a double-edged sword, but with that, it's still a race that you want to win, no doubt. And, you know, that's where a lot of our attention is. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you're always kind of thinking about the Indy 500. So it's great that we're finally in the month of May, and you know, there's a lot of excitement around that. But, you know, first you talk about the championship, and almost just as an important race as the Indy GP we have coming up in what, seven, nine days here?
Yep.
So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah. Oh, well, there is no substitute for winning the Indianapolis 500, but I know the last time that we had you in, you were, you know, it is a lot of stuff that goes along with winning it. We'll have Takuma here in studio, I think, next week. And, you know, you're all over the place, and it's great. You want to win it every year, obviously. But some drivers talk about trying to maintain kind of that focus, you know, and kind of, you know, all these distractions of extra things that nobody else has to do kind of add into the equation. When it comes to last week and trying to maintain focus, give the listeners a little insight when there is, you know, a rainout or a race gets called, at what point do you kind of shut it down? And then how are you able to dial, you know, up an entire week's worth of preparation to just get out there and do it that next morning?
You know, it really doesn't faze us that much. I mean, it's, you know, every time you get into a race car, whether it's for a test or a practice session or qualifying or whatever, I mean, you're driving at 100% anyway. So there's not really a different level of performance that you try and bring out of yourself when it comes to a race that takes, you know, days to wind up. Like, I mean, every time you get into a race car, if it's a Tuesday at 9 a.m. and you're testing in Iowa, like you're still driving as if you're in a qualifying session. So there's not a whole lot that's different. I mean, it's more, I think, frustrating from a team standpoint, because it just, you know, especially leading into the month of May, I mean, there's a lot of deadlines, and there's a lot of tests and a lot of different engineering requirements that go into it. It kind of just offsets everything a little bit. But for the drivers, I mean, it's just, you know, you spend another night at the track and you wake up the next morning and just do what you've been doing all weekend.
When it comes to the month of May in Indianapolis, it is a unique situation. And I think it just transcends down from the drivers. Obviously, you're feeling it, you're a main focus, but it transcends to like everybody. We've got the James Beard Awards here in Chicago this weekend, and it is like it's the Oscars of food. And so chefs and famous, you know, food celebrities from all around the country, the world, really come to Chicago and they talk about it. We had Neil Brown on from Indianapolis, who's one of those nominated chefs, and he was on with us talking a little bit about that anticipation. He says down to every person in the city of Indianapolis and the whole area, it is night and day. It changes once it goes to May.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very cool to live there and kind of watch the transition. Kind of, we're coming out of winter and a very depressing kind of time of year from a weather standpoint, and kind of at that same time you're immediately transitioning, as you say, into the month of May. And the biggest event in all of racing and really all of sports. And it's very cool to kind of see all the pageantry that even starts on May 1st with all of the 500 type events and festivals that start happening. And it's a very exciting time to be in the city. And I feel very fortunate to live there and kind of witness it firsthand.
I know it was disappointing not to realize after last year that you wouldn't most likely you wouldn't win the Indianapolis 500 every single year. But when you look at it, is there any kind of sense of, maybe even if it's in the middle of winter, right, a sense of accomplishment where you've taken one of those giant bucket list career items and you've kind of got that banked? When you look at, you know, for Andretti Motorsports and as much success as they've had with teams and drivers and everything, Michael Andretti, I mean, his whole entire life, he, as a driver, you know, worked up until basically his last day trying to actually personally win that race. Of course, you guys have won it as a team. Is there any kind of satisfaction? I mean, you go throughout your entire career, you'll still be introduced as an Indy 500 winner. Or do you really think, hey, you know what, I really do feel pressure to win it again and again?
Yeah, I think you probably take pride in that once you retire or once you stop racing. Because really, in the heat of the sport and with how competitive it is, you know, racing drivers are only as good as their last race, and you continually have to reprove yourself every single time you go on track. So, no, I wouldn't say that it's ever a kind of a relief, because, you know, going into it, I have as much desire, if not more, to win it this year than I had when I won in 2016. So, right. The pressure to do it is always there, and, you know, there's guys who've won it 3 times, 4 times, right? So, I mean, it's definitely possible, and it's definitely an aim that I have every single time I show up at a racetrack, regardless of where it is. I want to be the person that wins, and I'm really not happy unless that's the case.
Yeah. Oh, and winning in Long Beach this year and number two in the standings, you're well on your way for a great season. This is one of the things in this day and age, and there's so much that happens on the track that people focus on. But as drivers and brands and in the series tries to be kind of more things to more people, you're getting out there and people are excited about this. And I think just the technology has allowed the opportunity to share more of what it is that you're doing. You seem kind of, unlike, of course, your co-host Hinch, you know, you're more of a reserved person, but people are excited about the podcast, and talk a little bit about that process. Are there any reservations on kind of sharing some of those things, or is it fun to let the fans kind of into your world?
Oh, no, definitely. It's you know, it's the whole motivation behind why James and I did it. I mean, we have opposing personalities that I think, you know, have the opportunity to play well off each other. And at the end of the day, it was designed not to really be a racing podcast, but more to introduce different areas of entertainment and professions into the world of racing, and to try and combine the two and really just raise the profile of our sport and our series. That's really the main motivation behind it, more than just it is for James and I to showcase our personalities. It's for, you know, the Rise IndyCar Series is doing such a good job with, you know, kind of their goals and their return to prominence in terms of being a household talked about championship. You know, us as drivers feel that it's also our kind of responsibility and job to contribute to that as well. And this is just one way that we're trying to do that.
As you get out and about and you kind of meet people, fans from all walks of life and sometimes notoriety, and you know this as well as anyone, the Indianapolis 500 is one of those very unique events that draws in people from all over the place. You'll see presidents of the United States, A-list movie stars, rock stars, and all that kind of stuff. And oftentimes, you know, they're racing fans too. You got a chance to talk to Frankie Munoz, who's a pretty accomplished, you know, racer as far, you know, from the acting side of things, and then you got a chance to sit down with Jeff Ross as you're, and of course there's going to be so much preparation obviously for the 500, but as it brings a lot of those celebrities in, are you guys going to be booking some guests, you know, for future episodes while you're getting ready to race the 500?
Oh, absolutely. And we're actually, I don't know if I can announce this yet, but we're going to be doing a live show at one point during the month of May, so that, you know, there can be a live audience, which should be a lot of fun. So definitely, you're absolutely right. And there was a lot of kind of talk about maximizing the opportunity to kind of get high profile guests on the show that are going to be there for the month of May. So without a doubt, our focus is 100% on track performance, but definitely during some of the down days, we're going to be trying to capitalize on the people that are there.
It's awesome. You're going to be there in your position, vocation as a podcast co-host, as opposed to, not necessarily as opposed to, in addition to, you know, contending IndyCar driver going for that second 500. Well, Alexander, let people know and let the listeners know, of course, we're talking with IndyCar driver Alexander Rossi. Let them know how they can keep up with all your adventures. You've got a great site. You're doing a great job keeping fans up to speed on all of the latest, the races coming up, a lot of the media stuff that's going on, and the podcast. Where can people find you?
Well, you know, social media, everything is Alexander Rossi, my website as well. And you know, the podcast, if you want to listen in, it's Off Track with Hinch and Rossi, and you can subscribe to that on CastBox.fm or the CastBox app or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So it's a very exciting time for us, and excited to kick it off with the month of May with the Indy GP here coming up next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting times. Best of luck on the track and off. And for next week for Takuma Sato, as he's in studio, any kind of thing you want me to mention to him to kind of get in his head and give you an advantage coming up?
Oh, that's a good question. I wish I could think of something on the spot. There probably is, but I can't think of anything right now.
Well, give,
No, I'm really drawing a blank, man. That's unfortunate.
If you think of anything by the time there, just get it to us and so we can give you that competitive advantage. That's it. You know, it's the mental side of the game.
Appreciate it, man. Absolutely. It's very important.
All right. Thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Sounds good. Have